Shalom Australia, the soldier who's shooting to death at a Palestinian prisoner who had been neutralized was shown around the world on social media, was released to an army base on his own recognizance on Friday. The decision came after a military court earlier in the week said that although there were inconsistencies in the soldier's testimony, he would be charged with manslaughter and not with murder as earlier suggested. In a specially written message on Wednesday, IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot promised full support for soldiers who make mistakes in the heat of battle, but warned that swift justice would be exacted against those who violate the Army's codes of conduct. Eisenkot was responding to a surge of support for the soldier charged with manslaughter, including up to 1,000 people who demonstrated outside the court with signs calling him a hero. Defence Minister Moshe Yaalon on Monday levelled harsh criticism against lawmakers expressing support for the soldier. Education Minister Naftali Bennett had accused the army of selling out the soldier. Prime Minister Netanyahu met with the soldier's parents to express his understanding for their situation. MK Avigdor Lieberman said cautiously that although the soldier was not a hero, he was not a murderer either. The human rights group B'Tselem said its stringer in Hebron, who filmed the soldier shooting the wounded Palestinian stabber last week, has been called in for questioning by police. Emad Abu Shamsia has faced a backlash for filming the incident. Right-wing activists have accused him of collaborating with the stabbers. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to US Secretary of State John Kerry on Friday to protest a letter sent by Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy asking the State Department to investigate allegations of extrajudicial execution of Palestinians by Israel. Netanyahu asked Kerry to make a statement saying he knew Israel did not commit extrajudicial executions and that it investigates every incident thoroughly. In a landmark Supreme Court ruling on Thursday, a full plenum of 9 judges ruled that the law of return recognises the conversions of thousands of Jews who converted in independent conversion courts outside the auspices of the Israeli chief rabbinate. One of the petitioners in the Supreme Court case converted in the court of Rabbi Nitzan Karalitz in B'nai Brak. Although their conversions are halachically kosher, they are not recognised by the Israeli chief rabbinate. Representatives of 4 defendants from 3 cases, one in 2006 and 2 in 2011, were heard in a combined petition against the Interior Ministry, the Population Registry, the Conversion Authority and Immigration Authority. Joining as respondents were Israel's Reform and Masorti movements and the World Union for Progressive Judaism. The ruling, which repeatedly chastised today's government and generations of politicians for their inability to draw up clear legislation on conversion, has immediate resonance for the over 150 Israelis who have converted through Rabbi Seth Farber's newly founded independent Orthodox conversion court. The Giyur HaKalacha initiative has backing from respected halachic leaders, including Rabbi Shlomo Riskin, former Shas politician Rabbi Chaim Amsalem, and head of the Zohar rabbinic movement, Rabbi David Stav. It attempts to solve the problem status of some 400,000 immigrants to Israel who are either not born as Jews according to the halachic definition or cannot prove their Jewish lineage to the rabbinate's satisfaction. Giyur HaKalacha takes a more welcoming, lenient stance than the state's rabbinate and views conversion as the beginning of the formation of a Jewish identity, not its end. Hamas on Friday publicly acknowledged for the first time that it was holding 4 Israelis, 2 Israeli citizens who crossed into Gaza on their own accord, 29-year-old Avram Megiddo, and a Bedouin Israeli citizen whose name has not been released, and the bodies of 2 soldiers killed in 2014, Oron Shaul and Hadar Golden. Hamas spokesperson Abu Obeida denied that there were negotiations to swap the 4 for prisoners. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas spoke on Israeli television on Thursday. He said the security cooperation between the IDF and Palestinian security forces continues and that if it were not for his forces, the violence would be much bloodier than now. He said PA police have raided schools and confiscated knives from students and told them not to carry out attacks. Abbas said in one school we found 70 boys and girls who were carrying knives. We talked to them about it and told them it was a mistake. We don't want you to kill and die. We want you to live and others to live. He warned of chaos if the security cooperation between the PA and Israel were to stop. There will be rifles and explosions and armed militants everywhere. Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz met on Thursday with Egyptian Foreign Minister Samer Shoukry to discuss regional issues, including gas development and preventing terrorism. The meeting between the two officials in Washington marks the highest level convention of senior ministers in both countries since 2011. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called for normalized ties with Indonesia during a meeting with a delegation of Indonesian journalists in Jerusalem on Monday. Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesman Armanata Nasir rebuffed Netanyahu's call for the establishment of official diplomatic relations, saying, "We want to assert that Indonesia's support and efforts to push for the independence of Palestine will not change." Nasir also expressed disappointment at the decision by the delegation to accept the invitation to visit Israel. On Tuesday, it was revealed that a criminal investigation would be launched against Interior Minister Aryeh Deri for allegedly failing to properly report real estate property to authorities. Deri served 22 months in prison from 2000 to 2002 after he was convicted of taking bribes during his first stint serving as Interior Minister. A day later, it was announced that Yitzhak Herzog, who heads the opposition Zionist Unionist, was under investigation for financial irregularities during his 2013 campaign to take over the Labour Party. Both lawmakers flatly denied the allegations and have vowed to cooperate fully with police in their respective investigations. The Knesset voted on Monday night to advance a controversial law enabling MPs to suspend their colleagues by a vote of 59 to 52. The proposal would allow 90 MPs to vote to suspend lawmakers if they negate the existence of the State of Israel as a Jewish and democratic state, incite racism, or express support for a terror group or state in its war against Israel. The measure must still pass two more Knesset readings. Speaking before the vote, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the bill would help in Israel's fight against terror. 21-year-old Shira Ross from Jerusalem died on Thursday in Peru, apparently as a result of altitude sickness, after taking part in a trek to a mountain almost 5 kilometres high. This was the second Israeli death in Peru in a few months. Chaim Winternitz and Mendy Farkash, who were wounded in the terror attacks at Brussels airport, were flown to Israel on Thursday night and hospitalized at Hadassah Hospital. The two are members of the Belts Hasidic sect. Walter Benjamin, a Belgian Jew who lost his leg in the attack, announced last week that he plans to make Aliyah when he recovers from the injury he sustained in the March 22nd attack. Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.